I was up in the middle of the night, better part of the night, praying and seeking, just not able to get settled on the messages for the day. It wasn't until the morning hours that we got some peace about the morning message and then this message. I just hope it makes some sense. We want to consider this thought of don't forget the word. Don't forget the word. We were here Friday evening, Saturday evening, this morning, and now, in this hour, looking into the Word of God. And after we're long gone, we want to encourage you not to forget the Word. Not to forget the Word. That's the important part of these services, the most important part of these services. Most of you here, I believe, have been going to church a long time. I've heard a lot of sermons, been preached the word many times. In services here, or maybe some other church before the Lord brought you here. In regular services, or in conference services, or like revival services, you've heard the word. Our challenge this afternoon is don't forget the word. Don't forget the word. Brother was saying before the services that he was thankful for the messages, and it was good to hear these things that they've heard before from their pastor. And I said, that's the way it's supposed to be. You wouldn't want your pastor to be preaching one thing, have someone come in and have him preaching and teaching something totally different. It's a blessing to a pastor when someone comes in with the Word of God and preaches the same things. Truth is always the same. Truth never changes. And so the challenge to everybody here, irregardless of where you are on that scope, don't forget the Word. Don't forget the Word. Very last verse of Psalm 119, not really a text, I guess, but a starting point. The psalmist says, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant because I do not forget thy commandments. I don't know exactly what degree the psalmist had gone astray in this 176th verse, but he does state he had gone astray. And he knew he had gone astray. He acknowledged he had gone astray. He was able to identify he had gone astray, whatever degree that may have involved, because he had not forgotten the Lord's commandments. God help us not to forget the Word. God help us not to forget all the preaching and all the teaching and all the scriptures that we have heard brought before our ears over the years. Because by remembering the Word, remembering the truth of God's Word, will cause us to be able to identify when we go astray. We don't have the Word of the God within us, and that foundation will not know or be able to identify when we go astray. He said then in verse 176, seek thy servant. Again, it's based upon that foundation, because I do not forget thy commandments. His word, God's word, his love for God's word enabled him, when he went astray, to cry out to God, seek thy servant. Seek me, Lord. And likewise, if we forget God's word, we'll not know as easily when we've gone astray, and we'll not know to pray and cry out, seek me, Lord. Seek me, Lord. It is for our own protection, for our own benefit, that we not forget the word, that we not forget the word of God. You go back to verse number 93 of this chapter. The psalmist said there in verse number 93, I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I will never forget thy precepts. Verse 61, the bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. I have not forgotten thy law. And in verse 16 again, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Of course, the theme, the thought of Psalm 119 is the word of God. And it is called several different things. Several different words are used to describe it. The commandments of God, the precepts of God, the law of God, such are some of the words that are used in reference to God's word. And the psalmist said, I do not forget his word. God help us not to forget God's word. We have heard revival spoken of, revival prayed for. Well, how do you know if you need revival or not? How do you know if revival has come or not? How do you know what to do if you want revival? Well, it's by not forgetting the word. Don't forget what the word of God says. If the word of God says you've gone astray, if the word of God says, this is what you need to do. You need to cry out, seek me, Lord. We need to remember these things and do these things. I think about revival, the want for revival, the lack of revival, the need for revival. Our perception and understanding of revival. I kind of want to say to you, and I would say to myself, and I say to us, you see the need for revival? The Word of God has spoken to you and has said to you, we need revival. Well, my question would be, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? We heard about love during the Sunday school class and how that the love of that passage in chapter 13 of the Corinthian letter is a love that is accompanied by action. So if we see the need or believe there's a need for revival, well, what's the action? What are we going to do? What would God have us to do? What are we required to do? Remember the word now. psalmist said he had gone astray and he asked God to seek him. And I don't care who we are, how strong or how great a Christian or how long we've been a Christian, all God's people probably have gone astray just a little bit from the used to be. And irregardless of that, all of us could cry out without reservation, "Seek me, Lord. Seek me, Lord." So don't forget the word. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 14 and 15. "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Continue. You could insert there, "remember." Continue is to persevere, to endure, or to remember the things that you have learned. Remember the things that you have been assured of. Remember who taught you. Remember those things and those who have assured these things and you've learned them from. "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures." Remember even that which you heard when you were a child. Paul tells Timothy that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. So don't forget the word. Continue. Don't forget the word. Because the word reveals to us our need for life. The word tells us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The word tells us the wages of sin is death. The word tells us before Christ enters our heart and saves us and draws us and quickens us, we're dead in our trespasses and sins. And the word taught us that. And the word is teaching someone here today they need a Savior. You're dead in your sins. You're lost. Don't forget the word. In the word we find revealed to us that we need life. And this word that reveals to the sinner they need life reveals to that same sinner where they can find it. John 3, verse number 7, our Savior speaking. "Marvel not," verse 7, John 3. "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." There's no question mark there. Christ is instructing them not to marvel. He's instructing Nicodemus not to marvel at that word, at that command, "You must be born again." Don't marvel at it today, because the word of God says if you're without Christ, you're dead in your trespasses and sins. And the word of God tells you you need life. And the same word that tells you you need life tells you you must be born again and tells you that you find that life in Jesus Christ. Amen. And only in Jesus Christ. As we've seen a couple times over the last couple days, you must be born again. In John 3 and verse number 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Word reveals one's need for life. The Word reveals where that need is found and satisfied. And then that same Word that tells one they need life, that same Word that tells them where to find that life, the same Word tells them how to live that life. We're not saved to nothing. We're not saved just to keep us out of hell. God saves us to live for Him. God saves us to honor and glorify Him. God saves us to serve Him. And He gives us His Word revealing to our need for life. He gives us His Word revealing to us that we find life in Christ and in His Word. And then once you have found life, this same book tells us how to live. Tells us how to live. So don't forget the Word. 2 Timothy chapter 3 again. 2 Timothy 3. Verse 16 and 17. All Scripture, that means the whole book, amen, is God-breathed. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. All Scripture is profitable. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction. Probably just to the left from where you are there in chapter 3, chapter 2, verse 15. Study. What are you going to study? Where are you going to go to study? What material are you going to study? The context lays before us that we're to study the Word. Study the Word of God. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Study the book. And I know these are principally speaking to young preachers. Paul is speaking about young ministers and encouraging Timothy as a young minister in these things. But they're applicable to all God's people. Don't forget the Word. Don't forget the Word. All Scripture is profitable. Stay in the book. Be a person of the book. All Scripture is inspired. Study it. Not for man's approval, but study to show thyself approved unto God. This isn't rocket science. I just can't know. There's just no way of knowing whether or not what we're doing is pleasing to the Lord. Yes, there is. The way is found in the book. What God expects is found in the book. John 17, 17, Jesus prayed, Father, sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. We're sanctified, we're set apart, we're made holy through the Word of God. So the psalmist said he had not forgotten the Word. Therefore he knew when he had gone astray, however slight it may have been. He had not forgotten the Word. Therefore he knew what he needed to do was ask God to seek Him. The Word works the same way in all of our hearts and all of our lives. Don't forget it. And you'll know when you've gone astray the slightest bit. Don't forget it. And you'll know what you need to do when you realize you've gone astray. You can cry out to God, and you know you're supposed to cry out to God, asking God to seek you. And He always will.
Amen. Yes.
He's faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. He's faithful and just. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just. When we cry out, Lord, I've gone astray. Lord, seek me. I need Thee. I need revival. I need stirring. He is there to receive. He is there to hear. He is there to bless. Remember, as that text said in verse 14 of chapter 3, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of. Continue. Remember, in the Word is where one's need of life is found. It's where life for that person can be found. And it's where you can find how to live for the Lord. The psalmist said in verse number 11 of this same psalm we're in, Psalm 119, verse number 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart. By hiding it in my heart, that keeps me from sinning against Thee. Years and years ago, people used to write in the covers of their Bibles, this Bible will keep me from sin, or sin will keep me from this Bible. The Word of God will keep us from sin, or sin will keep us from the Word. So don't forget the Word. Don't forget the Word. Don't forget the messages. Heaven is real. It's closer than it's ever been before. Soon Jesus Christ is coming. He's going to take His people forever to be with Him. He's going to take His people to be with Him in heaven. So don't let your heart be troubled. Remember that. Don't forget it. Keep looking. Keep living as you should. Don't forget. Heaven is real. Don't forget. The Word of God is what's going to keep us, what's going to preserve us, what's going to keep us from sin. It's going to identify when we need revival. It's going to identify what we need to do for revival. And we'll do it. May God bless His Word, and thank you again for having us. And may we not forget the Word. God bless.